Hello and welcome to On Purpose. To the new revolution. The audio subscription service for the chiropractic profession. I'm Dr. Patrick Gentempo. And with me as always is Dr. Christopher Kent. But we have an additional guest that I can't wait to hear his thoughts on all this political stuff. That's Dr. Matt McCoy. So, well, Matt, how are you?
Near perfect.
Are you sure about that? How are you keeping staying in this insane world is what I want to know.
I'm not staying sane. Who said I was staying sane?
Well, that's near. Is near perfect being insane?
These days, I think it is.
Yeah. Well,
it's either that or just, as I said to Chris before, just wallowing in ignorance and denial. I mean, that's certainly a viable strategy to maintain your mental health these days.
Well, I guess I don't know how to do that.
That is a problem for some of us, that right?
That would be a new skill set for me. Wallowing ignorance. It's the thing that drives me nuts every day.
Well, let's start with something good, because there's certainly going to be plenty to neutralize it. This is from a very prestigious publication, The Chronicle of Chiropractic, and it's about Dr. Christy Kwan. Dr. Christy Kwan was presented the 2021 Researcher of the Year Award from the ICA's Upper Cervical Council. So that's kind of cool, since, you know, she's really not, I don't know, one of their sycophants. But anyway.
I was going to say, I don't know her as an upper cervical chiropractor.
Well, I think it's because, the research she did was, she did it actually for the Foundation for Vertebral Subluxation. You know, we gave Christy the scholarship to Emory University to get her master's in public health. And in return, she was, you know, to do a project for us. And the project she did was, you know, it's historical. It's the first ever epidemiological study that's out there now on the prevalence of vertebral subluxation in the population. So, it's only a wonder why many more organizations aren't giving her awards.
Well, we probably know the answer to that, but right. It goes on to say that the title of her study, Secondary Analysis of a Data Set to Estimate the Prevalence of Vertebral Subluxation and Its Implications for Health Promotion and Prevention, analyzed a total of 1,851 patient records from 7 chiropractic clinics in 4 states, and the study found that the overall prevalence of vertebral subluxation was 79%. Kwan was joined by her co-authors in the project, Jose Bonanco and Hugh. And it said Kwan received a full tuition scholarship from the Foundation for Vertebral Subluxation to attend Emory University's School of Public Health and conduct the research as part of her requirements for graduation. And here's the good news. It said the foundation has been working on studies involving the epidemiology of vertebral subluxation for several years.